The area is about 800, 900 kilometers east of Moscow, so towards Siberia. It came out of the sun, which for an optical telescope is impossible to see. The sun is too bright.
Are there any casualties to this one that hit Russia this morning? And how many people were injured?
The latest that I saw was more than 1,000 people hurt. There don't seem to be any people dead, which is something very good. Most of the people that have been hurt by flying glass. Because of the sonic boom and the pressure wave, it broke windows on many buildings around the area where it crossed. Where it seems to have happened, and this we should know over the weekend, is that it actually exploded maybe anywhere from 10,000 to 30,000 meters above the surface of the Earth. It was only small fragments that then fell. They have found already at least one crater, and they're looking for the other possible craters. And they will not find the main meteorite because that blew up.
Mm-hmm.
It was an explosion because of the friction against the atmosphere.
Now, this meteor that's about to race the Earth today, how big is this meteor, and will that trigger tsunamis or earthquakes?
No. Asteroid 2012 DA14, we know well enough. It will come very close. It's coming within what's called a geostationary orbit, which is where we have the communication satellites and the meteorological satellites. It's small as far as the range of meteorites that we're looking for. If that was coming towards the Earth and it was to impact Washington, it would probably destroy most of the Washington metropolitan area.
Oh, my goodness.
That we know is not going to happen. So we're going to learn from it. There are telescopes watching it. If it was to impact the Earth, it would be the equivalent of, maybe 2.5 to 3 megatons of dynamite. So it would be like a large bomb.
Equivalent to like that of a Hiroshima bomb?
Yes. Actually bigger.
Now, in general, is there an early warning system in place to pinpoint exact locations of where a meteor might hit?
There are already some facilities in place. There is a center called the Minor Planet Center, and it's supported by NASA, and it's located in Boston and Harvard. They are the ones who receive the information of any asteroid that's detected by anybody in the world, and many of these have been amateur astronomers, and they send in the information of what they were able to see. This goes to the Minor Planet Center. Then the Minor Planet Center does a quick calculation, and they send them to two places, one in California, JPL Laboratory, and one in Italy at the University of Pisa, where two groups using different methods then do a detailed calculation, and they come up with a number. The important number is what are the chances, the probability that it would hit the Earth in the next 100 years.
Oh, 100 years, not in terms of hours or...
No, they also have that information.
Is there a system in place to obliterate these meteors before it reaches our planet Earth?
No, that's what we're doing right now.
Much work ahead of you, huh? Is there any danger looming ahead for the Homo sapiens?
No, not right now. And if we're lucky, none of us will see one in our lifetime.
That's good to know.
Yes. Well, should there be one, then we need to be ready to react because it could be a large one. If it's a large one, let's say on the order of 300 meters, then the equivalent of explosive power is something like 100,000 Hiroshima bombs.
Let's hope that day never comes.
So this is an opportunity for international cooperation. We have a motivation to actually cooperate. And I'm confident that we will be able to start moving. The will exists to actually